Hey, everybody, it's Ryan Ripley. Wanted to get a new offering in front of you as soon as possible, evidence-based leadership. And so as you all know, Todd Miller, myself, and Will Seeley, we're big on evidence-based management. We want to apply it to the leadership space. We all know that modern managers face complex challenges every day. You're juggling a lot of needs, your direct reports, your stakeholders, your customers, they all need constant attention. What we want to do is help you manage that. We want you to use information and data to make good decisions around all of these areas so that we're delivering the right thing at the right time for the right customer. And we know that we're doing that because we're using data and evidence to validate all the things that we're doing. And not only that, we're not just looking at value, but we're looking at our capabilities as an organization. Can we deliver on time? Can we innovate effectively? Do we have too much tech debt? Do we have too many things in process? Are we unable to deliver when the market demands that we do? We look at all of these things with evidence-based management. We merge that into a leadership mindset and lens, and we enable you to make new and better decisions repeatedly based off of the data that you're collecting within your organization. It's exciting stuff. We hope you can join us. Visit agileforhumans.com/EBL course. Join us in one of these offerings. We think you're going to love it. Hope you can join us. Use Agile for Humans, the number 4, to take another 15% off of this course, and we can't wait to see you there.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer. All lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
All right. We're back to your daily scrum with professional scrum trainers, Todd Miller and Ryan Ripley. We get together each and every day to talk about some aspect of the scrum and agile community so that we can help you get a little bit better as an agile and scrum practitioner. Like and subscribe. We hit 10,000, Todd. You know what that means?
Yeah. Merch.
Merch is coming. Soon as YouTube activates or they activate our shelf, we are going to have the merch up. It is ready. It's built. The store is good to go. Pricing has been modified. It's just a matter of days, Todd. You excited?
I am super excited.
The merch is here. Everyone did great. We can't thank you all enough. Thanks for liking. Thanks for subscribing. We hit 10,000. So
yeah, and beyond. So pretty stoked.
What a great community.
Yeah.
We really appreciate it. A recent conversation that we've started in on a previous video, we talked about some of the grifting, some of the interesting aspects of the Agile community. And we've been getting a lot of stories through LinkedIn, through Twitter, through comments. And oh my gosh, it's just bottles and bottles of Agile snake oil. It's pretty weird.
Should I define that? Should I find snake oil for everyone here?
Yeah.
It came up in a class again today too, which has us actually exponentially concerned about what's happening out there. Snake oil, I'm reading from Wikipedia, is a term used to describe deceptive marketing, healthcare fraud, or a scam. It originates from the term snake oil that was used as a cure-all elixir for many types of physiological problems back in the 19th century, which was apparently just a scam. So, we're hearing things like someone being asked or that you can pay to shadow a scrum master and watch how the scrum master facilitates all the events. You're paying this person thousands of dollars to do that. That example media that came up in comments from one of our
over peeps. Zoom, even right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Over Zoom. So, suppose then Ryan, you're a scrum master in a sprint retrospective with this team. And there was maybe a hotly contested issue that happened during that sprint. And there's someone showing up paying, to observe the way that this team operates.
Can't even imagine. It's just ridiculous. Like what people are doing right now, based off of some LinkedIn stuff and a great student in our class, Hakeem, what's up? He recommended TikTok. He said, go check out TikTok. and just all of the nonsense that is out there.
Oh my goodness.
A ton of horrible advice. Here's how to fake your resume. Here's how to pretend you have experience. Here's how to cheat through your certification. There's now services that will, Todd, that will take your PSM-1 for you. Did you know that? They're advertising on Facebook. I got that sent to me. There's others on LinkedIn who are now professional, like Scrum Master coaches, who are writing resumes and teaching you how to interview correctly and to say the right words to get that $140,000 Scrum Master role that you'll never keep for more than 90 days if you don't have real knowledge and experience. And it is wild. Like, we had no idea this stuff was going on.
Yeah, it just seems like it's increasing. And, you know, I have racked my brain now to understand why. And I haven't come to a conclusion yet. Please don't get taken advantage of out there by some of this stuff, right? Be careful and call it out when you see it, right?
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, absolutely. Make sure you know who you're dealing with, call it out, be careful. But also it's part of why we keep releasing these free video series. People are like, what are you guys doing? Are you nuts? It's no, we want good information out there. Use it to build yourself up. I don't think there's any shortcuts to knowledge in this industry, right? I think the fakers and the ones messing about with these consultants, they get caught pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And it just, it's not good. So do the hard work, put in the reps, check out our playlists, other playlists, read the books, do the, you know, get that work in and don't get suckered into this, especially for thousands of dollars, which is what they're charging. It is, it's not worth it to have someone teach you how to give good interview answers and clean up your resume. Be careful out there, everybody. Let us know your stories in the comments. You know, let us know how things are going out there. This shocked us, to be honest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is pretty shocking. So this doesn't mean that you can't continue to grow if you're new. We get a lot of information from people that are just starting out and we love it. We're encouraging you. That's why we're doing what we're doing, from anybody from the novice to the expert, which we don't even know if we believe in that term. But so this doesn't mean that. We're just, I guess, saying careful with your sources here, right?
Well, there's weird promises out there in the market, you know, come and make, you know, six figure incomes and get the perfect job with no experience. That's another one of the TikTok things, how to become a Scrum Master with no experience in tech or in being a Scrum Master. And they're taking your money and they're setting you up to fail in these interviews. And you just got to, just nothing that's worth it is easy. And you got to put in the work. So, but we're trying to help you with that. So check out the videos, check out the playlist. Yeah. Plenty of free classes out there. Free chapter to our book is at agileforhumans.com. We're trying to put as much out there as possible so that you don't have to go turn to these snake oil salespeople and get fleeced for thousands. There's no reason. Yeah. No reason to do that.
Nope.
All right. On that happy note.
Happy Monday.
Yay. Like and subscribe. Check out the socials. The merch store will be up soon. We're not going to fleece you, but a squirrel burger hoodie might look good. The videos we mentioned, they're going to pop up right here. We got a framework course and an EBM course. We hope you like them. Leave us your comments. Let us know what's going on out there, and we'll try to talk about it as we have things sent to us. For Todd Miller, I'm Ryan Ripley. Go forward, do some great Scrum things. Avoid the shortcuts. Take the long path. It's a fulfilling way to go. We'll see you tomorrow. Hey, it's Ryan. If you're enjoying this show and want to take a deeper dive into Scrum with me and Todd, check out agileforhumans.com/training. Be sure to also look at the show notes to subscribe to our newsletter, get a copy of our book, Fixing Your Scrum, and learn more about working with us at Agile for Humans. Thanks for listening, and Scrum on!